Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Child care centers in Wisconsin and the families who depend on them are getting a lifeline. Governor Evers says he's directing $170 million in emergency funding to subsidize the Child Care Counts program for the rest of the current two-year budget cycle. He put out a video statement yesterday afternoon.
But I also want to be clear, while I'm hopeful this investment will stave off an urgent collapse of our state's child care industry, this is a stopgap measure and will still not make our child care providers whole.
The Democratic governor and Republicans who control the legislature are far apart on solutions to Wisconsin's child care crisis. The latest Republican plan would cut income taxes by $2 billion and expand tax credit for families' child care costs. Wisconsin Republican leaders are admitting they don't have the power to fire Wisconsin's top elections official. Nate Wegehout has more.
Last month, the state Senate voted not to reappoint Megan Wolf to another term as election administrator. State Attorney General Josh Call immediately filed a lawsuit calling for her to stay in the position. In a court filing Monday, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and Senate President Chris Kapinga said that the vote was symbolic. They added that Wolf is legally still in the position and that lawmakers have no power to replace her. Republican leaders have consistently called for her removal, with Voss saying as recently as Sunday that a committee should begin the process of replacing her. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
A bill to keep up American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee looks like it's on the fast track to passing. The full assembly plans to vote on the latest version of the bill today. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls it a good deal for taxpayers.
Two-thirds of the revenue comes just from the income taxes paid by the players are funding the upkeep of the stadium, so no taxpayer dollars are going in that wouldn't be here if the team left. So I think it's a really good deal that'll have strong bipartisan support.
That was Voss on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee Sunday. The bill takes $411 million in income taxes from baseball players. The Brewers contribute $100 million, and Milwaukee County will each chip in $2.5 million a year for 27 years. More people are losing their jobs at the University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh. 140 people are being let go, and another 76 are accepting voluntary retirement offers. That comes to one of every six UWO employees. The university is trying to close a nearly $18 million budget deficit. UW Oshkosh says the cuts will save about $15 million. No faculty members are being laid off, but 12 of the school's top administrators are. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Syphilis cases are on the rise in Wisconsin communities. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is calling for increased awareness and testing for the sexually transmitted infection. Cases of syphilis increased 19% from 2021 to 22. Congenital syphilis increased 81%. This is when the infection is passed from the mother to her unborn child. People with syphilis may not show symptoms, so testing is critical. A large number of congenital cases are due to lack of testing and lack of prenatal care. Syphilis is treatable with antibiotics. The Adams County Sheriff's Office had a very successful fundraiser last weekend with their Ridin' Side-by-Side with the Sheriff canine fundraiser. Over 90 machines and 185 riders enjoyed what turned out to be a beautiful day on Saturday. More than 150 businesses, organizations, and citizens donated to the event. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
A Packers defensive coach gets hot under the collar. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry has been receiving criticism again by the media. Barry was asked why would he have a linebacker like Preston Smith cover a top NFL receiver like Devontae Adams in their loss to the Raiders last week in Vegas.
Why didn't you ask about the other three catches and the 23 yards that Tay had? You just brought up that one catch.
Well, no, I was curious, not so much why Preston was under Virgin.
I wish it was that easy. You almost have to just, if you're pressing, you almost have to just survive the down.
The Packers head to Denver to face the Broncos Sunday. Denver, struggling in the passing game, even though they have Russell Wilson at quarterback, head coach Sean Payton.
Well, look, it's hard to point to one specifically. You know, you want to have confidence in the pocket. You know, we need to find ways to get guys open. Typically speaking, that has to happen efficiently on early downs. It can't be just on third down.
Micah Parsons with a sack, an interception by Stephon Gilmore, and the Cowboys hang on to beat the Chargers last night, 20-17 on Monday Night Football. Mike McCarthy.
It's a good win, good road win. You know, we've had four in a row out of six games. You know, we split. We're 4-2. We're at the bye a little bit. It's been a roller coaster ride as far as how we've performed and our productivity.
College football, Wisconsin's Luke Fickell was asked, did Tanner Mordecai break his right hand against Iowa?
He did end up breaking his hand. Don't know exactly. I think he maybe came down on top of the helmet of that. Had no idea that it happened.
Right.
And obviously thought he just kind of hit his hand, and as they went to the next play, he grabbed it to try to throw it out and realized he couldn't grip the ball.
Backup Braden Locke will take over at quarterback this Saturday. NBA, the Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight to play the Thunder. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Damian Lillian on playing his first game with the Bucks in that win over the Lakers.
It's always going to be a little bit of rust the first time you get back out there in the preseason. No matter how much you practice, it's just different in the game.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
We're joined by our good friend, Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How's it going over there, Paul?
Going well. Yeah, not too bad for Tuesday. How about you guys?
Same here. Not too bad.
It's a little bit foggy here. Like almost hazy.
A lot going on.
Got a little of that. Makes it a little harder to see those trees. But that part, it should clear up a little bit. Or I'll let somebody who actually knows what they're talking about tell you. Paul, what do we got? What do we got in store, Paul?
Yeah, there are some certainly varying degrees of fog around the region to start off. So some spots even a little locally dense to be found around our area of the state. So yeah, kind of in and out of some of that to start things off. Otherwise, kind of turn into an overall mix of clouds and sun as the day progresses. Highs about 60. Winds out of the west 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, about 45, and then more clouds in play for Wednesday. And this next system coming in from the northwest, bringing some rain showers. Looks like best chances will be afternoon and then into Wednesday night. 60 for the high. South winds 10 to 15. Showers Wednesday night, 44. Scattered showers Thursday, cloudy and 57 otherwise. About 40 on Thursday night. The rain chances tapering off for a time on Thursday night, but then still could see a few more showers move in Friday. Right now, afternoon, evening, looks like the chances of that pick back up with breaks of sun as well, mid-50s Friday, 39 shower chance into Friday night. The weekend looking rather cloudy into the start of it, some mid-50s Saturday, and lower 50s, some sunny breaks on Sunday. But, all in all, pretty normal outlook here for us. Kind of we head past the midpoint of the month of October here for us.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Although it's reminding me more and more, Paul, that I'm going to have to break out the winter jacket sooner than later.
Yes. Yes.
Don't want to do it.
I wore a winter hat this morning when I took my dog out.
It's that time of year. Yeah. It's that time of year.
Well, it's nice to hear the word normal with our forecast, though, for a change.
Yes. Yeah. It's a good point. Yes. Exactly. We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much for the update.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
You have a great one.
Thanks, Paul.
You guys, too.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley, the Weather Eye Weather Center. Gotta love hanging out with him.
It's good. And we're getting caught up on some of that rain. You know, it's like it's making up for it.
We need it, too, looking at the dry winter that we have ahead. So we're definitely going to need it. And we're going to want it for spring, come spring. So. We are going to have some fun today, Melissa and I. We're going to get to hang out with you and talk a little bit of flag football being joined in the Olympics, along with some other sports. Looking forward to diving into that. We have also got some interesting stuff. Why you should make your phone screen black and white.
Black and white. Okay.
Why you should. Okay. Interesting. We'll get into that a little bit later. Of course, in the 8 o'clock hour here, we've got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up for you. In the 9 o'clock hour, a lot of good stuff. First off, we'll have some entertainment. Well, first off, we'll actually have entertainment from sort of. We're going to talk to the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids team competition competitors, the pageanteers, if you will.
Cool. Contestants?
Contestants. Thank you. They'll be joining us. It's not like I have been doing this for 7 years. It's like, geez, I don't know why I couldn't come up with that word. These ladies will join us a little bit later, and it's honestly one of our favorite parts of doing local radio is getting to talk to these kids.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot about pageant life from these kids over the years, mm-hmm. And how impactful it can be, not only to our community, but to them. It's going to be fun talking with them. They'll be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll have some more of the contestants joining us during Midday Magazine today and later this week. Be on the lookout for that, everybody.
Wonderful.
And as long as I'm talking about Midday Magazine and everything, I did want to mention as well today in part one, we are going to have our good friends Sally Kistner and Eric Brittenocker joining us, along with Rudy Gatlin.
Oh, that's a get.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We're going to get to talk to a legend today. We don't get to do that every day. That's going to be fun. Rudy, I've done my homework on Mr. Gatlin, and looking forward to speaking with him and talking about their great show coming up November 2nd right here in Wisconsin Rapids at the Performing Arts Center.
Cool.
It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. We'll get into that. And, of course, the 9 o'clock hour has a little bit of entertainment news and some good ain't right stories, local good stories of the day. We'll touch on all of that. And I wanted to talk a little food with you, Melissa, to start things off.
All right. That's something we never talk about.
Never talk about food together. Nope. Never. Thought we'd try something different today. now, it is National Pasta Day, so forgive me, everybody, but this is one of my favorite foods, and I like talking about pasta.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to offer a free shirt to anybody out there. If you call up 715-424-2600, tell me what your favorite pasta noodle is.
Ooh, there's a lot to choose from.
There's a lot of good ones out there, right? Mine's rigatone. That's usually my favorite. Always has been. Love rigatone.
Okay.
Like the taste of it, the texture of it and everything. But there's no bad noodle out there. They're all good. There's no bad vote. Go ahead and call up 715-424-2600. Not only do you, maybe you might want to like tell us what your size is and then what your size is after you eat pasta. We might have to get you a bigger shirt. Who knows? Speaking of pasta,
but if James asks you your size on air and you don't want to answer, just say I plead the fifth.
Yes, please.
And he'll talk to you off air.
I don't get embarrassed very easily. I'm embarrassed every time I ask that on the air. I genuinely am. I feel very awkward about it. So please feel free to call up and join the conversation, everybody. We do have a few stats about pasta I wanted to get to. A few national chains have pasta deals. Nothing too crazy, but today.com did a roundup. If you want to check it out, they went with the excellent headline, 8 Pasta Day Deals to Save a Penny or Two. A penny, P-E-N-N-E.
Penny.
Nice. What's your favorite pasta shape? Spaghetti is number one with 33% of the vote. Then it's penne at 12%, macaroni at 11%, and tortellini at 7%.
Really?
I'm surprised
fettuccine didn't make that list.
Me too, yeah. What's the best pasta shape specifically for mac and cheese? Macaroni.
Well, elbow.
Yeah. I mean, macaroni got the most votes, but 12% prefer shells, 7% prefer corkscrews, another 6% like the bow tie, and 5% like panini, and 5% like rotini. Interesting, but I'm with you, Melissa. It's the elbow every day. It's the elbow,
Is. I think that is the most common after spaghetti, at least in my household when I was growing up.
Same here, yeah.
But there's so many other kinds that, I don't know, I've never actually used. Like, have you ever done those? Oh, I can't even say the name of it, but it looks like a wheel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and gosh. My Nana loved those.
On here, it's R-U-O-T-E. Rooty?
Oh,
Rote?
I think it's right. You know, I don't know if I'd ever heard my Nana say it out loud, so I'm not 100%, huh? But I know which one you're talking about, yeah.
And then the little bow tie pastas, those are fun too.
Yeah, those are good too. Yeah, there's so many fun things you can do with noodles.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite sauce? Now, this one I'm going to get a little defensive on, I'll admit. Alfredo, pesto, or spaghetti sauce? 52% said spaghetti sauce, 44% said Alfredo, just 4% said pesto is their number one.
And I would choose pesto as my number one.
Really? Okay, nice.
Well, because I can't do tomatoes and I can't do cheese.
Right, right, right.
So I make my own pesto.
Yeah.
Without cheese.
Good on you. Good on, oh, that, you wouldn't know it, Melissa, but my Nana just like kissed you on the cheek. She, like, she just loved that answer of you. That is somebody who works for their food, works for their pasta. Like, that is, you're an honorary Italian right there, Melissa, right there from that. We do have a call coming in. Let's go ahead and take it. Good morning. What's on your mind?
I have my favorite noodle or pasta.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Homemade egg noodles in chicken soup.
Ooh.
That sounds great.
Just the way Mom used to make them.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. For longtime listeners, you'll recognize that voice. That is Natalie. Join us. Nat, how are you doing?
Well, your memory is good.
It's been a while, but I will not forget that voice. It's nice, so nice to hear from you.
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Yeah, walked around a lot slower, but I'm okay.
So do you make your egg noodles from your mom's recipe, too?
Yeah. What, 2 eggs and salt and, a couple of tablespoons of water or milk, and then get it thick enough to roll it out.
Oh, that sounds really good.
And it sounds easy.
Rolling in, yeah. And then I have one of those, I don't know, I call it a noodle cutter. I suppose that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
With all those sharp blades on it, and then it, just goes zoop, zoop, zoop. And then you pick it up and throw it into the water. Your mom used to just throw it right into the soup, but then the soup gets really quite thick because there's flour.
Yeah,
on it.
Yeah.
So I usually try to boil them separately and then put them in.
Get a better into the soup.
Flavor.
It's wonderful. Mm. It's wonderful hearing from you,
Nat. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Nat, we'll have a shirt here for you, okay? You stop by, let us know what size it is you wear when you get here, and we'll get you a new shirt, okay?
Bless your hearts. We love you.
We love you, too. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining
thanks
us.
Thanks for calling in.
Made our day. Thanks, Nat. Take care.
Bye.
Oh, it's so good to hear from her.
I'm going to have to make some chicken soup with those noodles. That sounds delicious.
I was going to ask, did it get anybody else hungry for chicken noodle soup? Because it really did me. It definitely did. She's the best. Nice to hear from you, Nat. Moving on with some other stats, 93% of Americans always have at least one box of a bag of pasta in their house.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those staples you just have to have in your cupboard because you never know when you're going to need it.
That and olive oil was big in our house. We had to have both of those. To the point when I got my first apartment, like a lot of people with their first apartment, you open the refrigerator and there's nothing in there but like a thing of Arm & Hammer. But if you open my cupboards, you would find 2 boxes of cereal, a box of pasta, regular pasta, a box of rigatone, and olive oil. And milk. And I had milk. That was it. That was all I had.
That's the only other thing in your fridge?
That was like it. That was 21% of us use a fork and spoon to eat spaghetti. The spoon is for twirling.
Yeah. So that's with your long noodle types.
Yeah, yeah. I just like using the fork. I don't need any other utensils getting in my way.
I think the first time I saw somebody use a spoon, I was like, I must have been, like in my middle preteen years.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's so cool. Why didn't I think of that?
Yes, yeah. Yes. When you make spaghetti, do you usually break it in half? 50% of us do, mostly because it's easier to fit in the pot. 38% don't, 4% said it varies, and 8% said that they never make spaghetti. That solves that, I guess.
Sad for those 8%.
Yeah, yeah. I think that it's a quick, I don't know, it's a smarter way to make it, at least the way I was taught to make spaghetti, breaking it. You break it once, though. That's all you got to do. Break it once, fits right in there, and it cooks all the noodles the even way. To me, and I get this from my Nana, one of her pet peeves, I would say, was, or maybe not a pet peeve, but it bugged her. You're eating noodles, and like one or two of the noodles aren't cooked all the way through.
Yeah.
That was a way that she always found to counter that cooked them all.
Yeah. We never broke it when I was growing up, and I don't know. If Mom just liked them long or what?
Yeah, I don't think it really matters too much either way. But
it doesn't change the way they taste.
You're right.
But they are all cooked evenly.
Mm.
And finally, only 3% of us never eat pasta. 75% have it at least once a week.
75.
Man, that's hard to get 75% of the vote on anything these days. That's pretty impressive, actually. Like, way to go, pasta.
Yeah, but it's pasta.
It is pasta.
And there's so many varieties. We never even touched on ravioli.
No, we didn't, no. I got to say, though, this is one of the few, I think it may be the only food that I am a bit of a snob about, I will admit. I was raised with, our own homemade sauce and noodles. And I remember as a kid, one time at school, we got Chef Boyardee or something like that, or I don't remember how, but I remember like getting really excited and taking a bite, and that is the only bite I have ever taken of Chef Boyardee. That's it.
The consistency is quite a bit different because it's canned, and it's, you know, I mean, it's not anything like fresh.
Let me get a PSA out of the way real quick. Sugar does not belong in marinara. I don't, whether it's pizza marinara or spaghetti marinara, if it needs sugar, you are not making it right. It has not been made right. It just doesn't belong in there. Don't need it. Don't need it. It's good enough on its own.
But nowadays, you can buy, you know, like ravioli and tortellini in the store, fresher, at least. It's not, you know, it's without sauce, so you can add your own sauce. So there are other options available if you can't make your own than the canned Chef Boyardee. But I will 100% admit that a cold can of Chef Boyardee ravioli is a comfort food for me that I very rarely enjoy because I don't do tomatoes very often, but I like it.
Did you grow up with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like I was talking about earlier with butter noodles. It's a nostalgia thing for you too. Yep. I get that. I get that completely. I just did it last night. I get it completely. But maybe you can't order pasta, but you know you can have pasta anytime. Today is a special day over at our United Way at McDonald's. Join us for our 51st annual. The 51st.
Wow.
It's really impressive.
That's a lot of years of the collaboration to better the community.
United Way, a day at McDonald's going on right now at 2128 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. This event helps the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties create lasting change in our community. They impact so many different things. You hear them join us all the time, whether it's Terry on the morning show with us or Midday Magazine. We love talking with our United Way and supporting the work that they are doing over there. Here is a fun, tasty way to support the United Way today. Get some Mickey D's.
Can't get pasta, but you could get some French fries.
Yes, yes. There you go. Yeah, nicely done, Melissa. Yeah, I could. I've only talked about this a couple times today, and I'm already starving for either a shake or some fries from McDonald's. I got to get one of those in me today. Encourage you to do that, everybody, by not only getting some Mickey D's in your life, but also supporting your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. United Way Day at McDonald's going on right now at 2128 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get on over there. We will take a break. We're going to come back and do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you think of pizza, do you think of a ham roll-up pizza? This off-the-wall culinary masterpiece will keep you coming back. Who makes this fresh, mouth-watering pizza? Club Forest Bar & Grill on Highway 54. Their ham roll-up pizza features ham and pickles with a cream cheese sauce. Yum! Don't sit in the kitchen and cook during the next pregame. Call Club Forest Bar & Grill, 715-345-1220, and let them do the work for you. Club Forest Bar & Grill, proud supporters of Pet of the Week with James Maylock, every Thursday at 9 a.m.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with highs around 59. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 46. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely, 60. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday with scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that. Every night's my
It's time to do some celebrating. With Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, greet the gang with a big happy morning and good morning and all that. Mm-hmm. Thank them for being a part of the morning show here for so long. We appreciate our friends at Misty's Menu. And we have a special note from them right from their Facebook page. Due to Brian having arm and back surgery this month, they will be closed Wednesdays until further notice. We thank you for your understanding. I look forward to seeing you Thursday through Tuesday. Have a great week, everybody. And thank you to Misty's for giving us the update about that.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Everybody informed.
Melissa, I need a 1 through 3 from you.
Ooh, let's go with 1 today.
All right. That gives us that qualifier so we can get right to the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Melinda McNett.
Happy birthday, Melinda.
Melinda's awesome. She's joined us before our Midday Magazine and a wonderful person to run around this community. We appreciate her and hope she has a great day.
Yes, indeed.
We wish happy birthday to Sherry Romansky.
Happy birthday, Sherry.
Enjoy the day, Sherry. Hope it's a great one for you. We wish a happy 31st anniversary. 31st. To
All right.
Dale and Tina Dahl.
Dale and Tina, congratulations on 31 years.
Wishing you guys a great one. Enjoy your anniversary. And not to be outdone, celebrating their 53rd anniversary, our qualifiers, Vernon and Barb Athels.
Vernon and Barb, wow, 51 years. Congratulations.
53 years. 53.
Oh, sorry, 53.
And a big congratulations to them on that 53. That's awesome, you guys. That hit my romantic heart. That's beautiful. wishing you guys a fantastic anniversary. Enjoy it. We hope it's a good one, and we encourage you to celebrate with our friends at Misty's.
Yeah.
You want to be like these people, everybody. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Celebrate with us. Get them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us as well, and, of course, call up during the show.
424-2600.
Give us a call and join the conversation with your birthday or anniversary. We take a look at our celebrity list. Whitney Carson is 30, Dancing with the Stars pro. She won the 19th season with Alfonso Ribeiro.
Okay. Never really watched that show.
Yeah, I've seen like loose bits and pieces of it years ago, and I haven't seen it since. But I know it's popular. I know a lot of people like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The great Felicity Jones is 40. Fantastic actor. Ruth Bader Ginsburg on The Basis of Sex. Also the star of Rogue One. Stephen Hawking's wife in The Theory of Everything. She is so darn good. She's a great actor. One of those
actors. She just kind of looks like the girl next door.
Yeah, yeah. She's one of those. Now, there's a lot of actors. You know, you got your actors like Jim Carrey or Robin Williams who do a lot of contorting and a lot of emotion through their face. She does a lot of emotion through her face without doing a lot. She can give you a dialogue with just a look. And I always admire actors that are able to do that. Eminem is 51 today. Marshall Mathers is in his 50s.
Wow.
One of the greatest rhymers and lyricists in hip-hop history. It needs to be said. If it hasn't been said enough, it should be. I could care less about the color of his skin. And I know that for him, that's something that he had to push about and had to fight to pass type early in his career. And I mean, like, before any of us knew who he was, when he's in Detroit and he's trying to get respect in the hip-hop community in that arena. And it's not easy. And then he gets, you know, Dr. Dre hears him, he gives him his shot, and he is where he is today. And this is a guy who has never stopped working, never stopped writing or trying to become a better writer. I don't think he gets the credit as a writer that he really probably should. Very, very intelligent writer, very good writer, very good storyteller in many ways. And just his flow. He rhymes, and he sounds like he was born to do this. Like that's impressive to me because rhyming is not easy. I've heard a lot of great rappers over the years. I've not heard many that sound natural doing it like he does.
No, and I didn't realize that he had so many names. I mean, Slim Shady, yeah. Evil, Eminem, MC Double M,
yeah.
The white guy from D12.
This guy, yeah, yeah. He's got quite a few of them. He's got, yeah, that's great. That last one's a great one, by the way. That's a great one. Speaking of musicians, Ziggy Marley is 55 today. Ziggy Marley, of course, I believe oldest son of Bob Marley. I'm trying to think who his other brothers were, if he's the oldest or not, though. I'm not sure. Good musician,
let's
though.
See. Yeah, his brothers, I don't know, that just lists his children and his parents.
Okay, might be Bob's only child, maybe. Maybe I have that wrong. Mike Judd is 61, fantastic creator of Office Space, Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill. He does the voice of Beavis and Butthead and Hank Hill, which is fantastic. Couldn't have three different voices in voice acting, and Mike Judd does all of them. Mike Judd also did a series for a little while on Cinemax, I think, about like behind the music stuff, where it was like just a real like telling like a bit more of a stripped down telling of like James Brown or a lot of country stars over the years. I don't know what happened to the show, but it was a wonderful show. It was a really good one. Speaking of musicians, Alan Jackson is 65. You heard us celebrating him over on Wiz Country.
Yes, Alan Jackson.
George Wendt is 75. Everybody do this with me now. Norm! Norm from Cheers is 75, Chicago's own. Love Norm. Love George Wendt. Great actor. Mm-hmm. Great actor. Many may not know this, but George Wendt in Chicago celebrated as one of our more favorite theater actors. George has done a ton of work. If there's a theater in Chicago, George Wendt has probably performed on it. I think a lot of TV actors that you see that you may not realize are like that. From Frasier, John Mahoney, was like that. Another one of those actors. Of course, Gary Sinise, John Malkovich, you know, big names like that. But George Wendt, one of those guys that he was typecast. He was labeled as Norm from Cheers, but not in theater. A lot of other great work.
Yeah.
The great Michael McKean is 76 today. Lenny on Laverne and Shirley. Of course, Spinal Tap's lead singer and guitarist, David St. Hubbins. Oh, God, I love that movie. Michael McKean, great actor. Great, great actor. Some people no longer with us, like another great actor and a great stand-up comedian, great writer, former SNL alum, Norm MacDonald, born in this day in 1959, passed away in 2021. I mean, it was a good one. I like Norm. Good one. Jim Seals from Seals and Croft would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1942. Summer Breeze, Diamond Girl. Got quite a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of us, our Lois Lane, Margaret Kidder, born in this day in 1948, passed away in 2018. The original Lois Lane, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Evel Knievel, born in this day in 1938. The first and last Daredevil, really. I always wondered with the popularity of the Jackass show and some of those things. I wonder if Johnny Knoxville or one of these guys is going to try to do their best Evel Knievel, you know, and turn that act into what Evel did, where jumping over the Grand Canyon, jumping over like 20 buses, things like that. Never came to be, never saw it, and I don't think we ever will. I honestly think if you like that kind of life, just become a stuntman.
Yeah, right.
You can make a better living. There's insurance, and it's a lot safer.
Yeah, and maybe a lot less broken bones, maybe.
Well, and this isn't me saying this. This is a lot of other people that have that actually got to watch Evel Knievel. He was before our time, kind of, Melissa. He wasn't very good at this. half these things he tried, he did not succeed. People weren't really watching to see him succeed. They were watching to see him fail. And I don't know. That, to me, doesn't have a long shelf life. There's not much to that to me. I don't really have a lot of interest in that.
Which is maybe why there aren't any more are following in his footsteps.
Yeah. Tom Poston is would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1921. Mr. Binkley on Mork and Mindy. George on Newhart. Mr. Norton on Grace Under Fire. Great character actor. And one of America's bigger playwrights, Arthur Miller, born on this day in 1915, passed away in 2005. Playwright who wrote Death of a Salesman, was married to Marilyn Monroe for a while. He was her husband from 56 to 60. Arthur Miller, quite the life. quite the life.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of plays.
Yes.
All My Sons, The Crucible.
Yeah. You haven't, if you took an English class here in America, you know Arthur Miller. You've definitely read or at least heard his name. We heard your names, and we appreciated you getting them to us. Thank you, everybody. We love celebrating. Encourage you to celebrate at Misty's. Go ahead and treat yourself. Everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there. Treat yourself, but don't do it. You can't do it tomorrow. Remember, Misty's is closed on Wednesdays.
Right. Closed on Wednesdays right now.
Somehow Brian having arm and back surgery and only needs one day off. That's just impressive. Very impressive, sir. We appreciate our friends at Misty's Menu. Get some Misty's Menu in you. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 6 days a week at 9041 Stedaway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. Stick around for Melissa's news and then enjoy some Misty's. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A section of East Jackson Street will be closed today in Wisconsin Rapids. It will be the westbound lane of East Jackson between Saratoga and Market Streets. They'll also close Saratoga between East Jackson and 5th Street North. Water and Light will be making a streetlight wire repair. It's expected to be closed from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. today, and a local detour will be in place. It's the 51st annual United Way Day at McDonald's today. You can support the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties just by eating at McDonald's on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. From 7 to 7 today, a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the United Way's 2023 campaign. The City of Wisconsin Rapids is recruiting for the Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a 3-year term, and there's 3 open seats. The Zoning Board of Appeals assists the zoning administrator in making interpretations, hears appeals, and grants variances from the ordinance. You can apply at wirapids.org. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Cold and flu season is practically here, but don't worry. Family Natural Foods has Terry Naturally Immune Products to help boost your system. Fight ear infections and sore throats with propolis, a natural medicine produced by bees with antibacterial properties to fight superbugs. Boost your immune system with elderberry extracts to fight common flus, respiratory illnesses, and even shingles. Andrographis, also known as the king of bitters, has been widely used in Ayurvedic medicine since ancient times. It's an anti-inflammatory that also boosts your immune system's ability to defend against viruses and bacteria. Need more info? Tune in on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. for Terry Talks Nutrition on WFHR to hear about these and other immune health products. And all are invited to attend our in-store immune health talk on Thursday, October 19th, starting at 5:15 p.m. Take charge of your overall health this fall and visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Family Natural Foods, supporting your health naturally.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers hit the road to take on the Fighting Illini. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 59. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 46. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely, 60. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday, with scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Funkiest bass line you will ever hear. Where's the horns? I got coming up pretty soon here. Little superstition.
Gotta be patient.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. Oh, and of course it cuts out right there.
Of course it does.
I'm going to have that in my head all day. Little Stevie Wonder playing us in. Melissa and I here with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your morning out there. We got good stuff lined up for you today. We're going to have some fun in the 9 o'clock hour talking with a bunch of our friends from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Teen Wisconsin Rapids competition coming up. Looking forward to that in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, want to curb that raging addiction to your phone? Just have it channeled. Have it channeled to I Love Lucy or something. Yeah, we're gonna help you out with it. A former design ethics from Google named Tristan Harris says, if you have your phone screen all black and white instead of the millions of colors you have now, it can help you break your addiction. All those colors are positive reinforcements that keep you scrolling and tapping. By going grayscale, you won't have as much an urge to use your phone.
Interesting.
It's easy to set your phone to black and white. Both iPhone and Android have settings that let you easily shut off color. Lots of people have tried it and say some say it works, some say it doesn't. But it's worth a shot if you have a problem with this, I suppose.
I didn't realize you could set your phone to grayscale.
Yeah, I tried this for a while, and it became a problem with teaching because we color code a lot of stuff, and then there's a lot of scripts that I read on my phone that, of course, are color coded with my lines or new lines that were rewritten and that kind of thing. So I stopped doing this after a while, but I would say for the first 6 or 7 months that I had a cell phone way back in the day, this is something I tried doing.
Interesting.
I think that if you are hooked on your phone, that first off, this is worth a try, I think. But I don't know from what I'm seeing from Wired.com and a lot of these comments and everything. All it did was make people muck around with their phone a little bit more, it seems like.
Well, first you got to figure out how to change the setting.
Yeah, that part.
So there is that, and I don't know. Technology is different on every phone. I'm sure you can look it up online to see how to change it easy enough, but I don't know.
Worth a try, right? I mean,
sure. If you're looking for some kind of aid to help you stop looking at your phone, it is worth trying it out. Why not?
Have you tried anything like? Because I think a lot of people they'll put the phone in the other room, or they'll put it in another part of the house, or those kind of things. Have you tried anything like that before, Melissa? Or have you had to try anything like that with your phone? Are you pretty good? You think you got a good relationship with the phone?
Well, I use it more now because I use it for work in some ways. But I don't know. I guess in the past, I just shut it off. If I need to take a break from it,
that's
physically turn it off.
That's exactly what I do. I hear you. That to me, that is the best way to do it because then I for sure know that I'm not going to be tinkering with it or anything, and tempted by it.
Yeah, and the thing I do now is because I've started using Libby on my phone so much for like audiobooks and then also reading books, but I actually just go to the library and check out a physical book because then I have something to read that's not on my phone.
Nice. Flipping gears here. Everyone is pushing mobile wallets and contactless payments, and there are some places that don't even accept cash anymore. So are people still carrying cash around at all? A new poll asked people how often they pay in cash when making an in-person purchase. 7% of people said that they always pay in cash, and another 14% said that they usually do. On the flip side, 8% said that they never use cash, and another 30% said that they rarely do. About 36% of people say that they often use cash in other methods. Now, this is the interesting part of the article to me, though. The interesting thing is that young adults are most likely to say that they always pay in cash, while older adults, especially boomers, are more likely to say that they never pay in cash. I think stereotype-wise, a lot of people have this mixed up, like the other way around.
Yeah.
They didn't break it down by payment method, so maybe the never cashers are using credit or debit cards for convenience and safety, rather than whipping out their device to use tech like Apple Pay or something like that.
Hmm. You know, there's also the possibility that some of the people who are using cash don't have bank accounts.
Yeah, that part definitely was on my radar. I was thinking of that.
Because, I mean, you have to have an address to get a bank account. Mm. There's a lot of things that you have to have, which unfortunately, a lot of our younger generation now is struggling with poverty and with, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. They get things, they're working a cash job. Yeah. Or you're working in waitressing or bartending where you make tips, so you have cash all the time.
It is a reminder of that, I think, these kind of articles. A sobering reminder of those things.
The other thing I was thinking when you were talking about this is, I wonder what demographics they were asking in this survey. Was it in an urban area or was it in a rural area? Mm-hmm. Because in rural areas, we use cash more.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of, if you go shopping at a Mennonite store or an Amish store, depending on how big it is, a lot of them prefer you pay in cash. And some of them will still accept checks.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not a lot of places that accept checks anymore, but no. Some of them do, and more often in small rural areas.
Mm. I probably use cash the smallest amount that I ever have, but it's in part because so many places it just seems so much easier for them to use the card. And ever since the pandemic, I found myself trying to have as little a little interaction when it comes to that as possible, just for everybody's safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and but the clerk or anything like that.
Yeah. In some of these small rural places, though, paying with a card actually costs the business more because you have to pay a service fee per transaction on cards. So they ask you to pay in cash oftentimes when they're a really small business because cards cost them money.
This is why I like talking to shop owners, why I like knowing the people and the businesses I go to, because I find out things like that. And if it's a place mm-hmm. like that, I'll use cash and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a break. You don't need any cash or a card for that. This is all free.
Our breaks are free.
Yeah. Free breaks, everybody. Free breaks here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 59. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, 60. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday with showers possible both days.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Melissa and James here with you. Happy happy day to everyone out there. Let's see if our caller's still on the line. Are you still there, man? Yeah, we lost him. Okay. Feel free to call back, 424-2600. Join the conversation anytime. We're looking for your favorite pasta noodle still. We're still looking for those and anything else you want to share with us. We have got some good stuff coming up again. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking to our first bit of contestants for the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Competition. We will continue these interviews a little bit later today in Midday Magazine and then later in the week on Midday Magazine. Be listening for that, everybody.
Because there's quite a few contestants.
Yeah, yeah. I got a lot of kids to talk to. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Yes, a lot of young ladies.
Melissa, I am a diehard fan of the Olympics. I love the Olympics, winter, summer games. I've been watching them my whole life since I was a kid. Just really enjoy them. You a fan of the Olympics?
Yes.
Cool.
I like the ice skating.
Right on, right on. That was one of my dad's favorite things, too. Mm-hmm. Well, rejoice, Summer Olympic fans out there. Flag football is about to become an Olympic sport for both men and women.
Cool.
It'll make its debut at the 2028 Games in Los Angeles, along with squash. Returning to the Games in 28 are also cricket, lacrosse, baseball, and softball.
Cool.
Cricket hasn't been played at the Olympics since 1900. Lacrosse has been played twice, but not since 1908. Baseball was a medal sport from 92 to 2008, and back in 2020, softball was won in 96 through 2008, and again in 2020. The interesting thing about the addition of flag football is that we might see NFL players on teams, and the same thing for Major League Baseball.
Interesting.
Gigantically interesting, Melissa. This is bigger than we can really wrap our minds around on a number of different levels. For one, let's just play this out and say that pro athletes are able to be a part of these the flag football and the baseball. That, for one, as a homer and as an American, I'll tell you, that gives me a lot of hope for those teams and us placing and getting a gold or silver or bronze medal. I'll admit that right out the gate. Journalistic integrity out the window when it comes to that. But it's so vital for football. Now, we're talking flag football, and the NFL has done a big made a huge effort in the last 10, 15, even 20 years to get to youth, to get to the young people and make young people want to play football. They understand the sport that they have. The average shelf life of an NFL player is 4 years. You're gonna need more players. You're right. Shuffling through a lot of players there.
Quickly.
Then the concussion issue comes up. And immediately, moms don't want their kids playing football anymore. My dad was a very coveted athlete back in Glendale Heights, and he could play any sport but football. My nana could play hockey. He could box, which I don't know. Nonetheless, I digress. She would not let him play football. This has been a thing for a very long time. So the NFL starts trying to reach out to women, starts treating out to moms in particular, and increases even more their flag football presence. And they have seen some good numbers from this. But the biggest thing that the NFL is trying to do, that every game is trying to do, is what the NBA was able to pull off when they were at the Olympics with these NBA players and the Dream Team and that spread the game throughout the whole world. When I was a kid, when we were kids, Melissa, it was kind of far-fetched. You didn't see it happen very often where you'd see a foreign player drafted in the top 20, top 15 of the NBA draft. Now, it's every draft. The number one pick is almost more times than not a foreign-born player. because they grew the game. The Dream Team and other things, teams like that throughout the years and years of the Olympics and pro athletes being a part of the Olympics, not only did we run game and got gold medals, but we spread the sport. So that is a huge part of what is happening here with this. It's fun for us as viewers to take in these sports and everything, but what they're gigantically trying to do is, one, get viewers to the Olympics, and two, create more football fans throughout the world.
Well, I was curious as to how these games get decided to be included or not into the Olympics, and so I looked it up. It said the Olympic Charter indicates that in order to be accepted, a sport must be widely practiced by men in at least 75 countries and on 4 continents, and by women in no fewer than 40 countries and on 3 continents.
Interesting criteria, and I kind of like the criteria, actually. I don't say that very often with the Olympics, but that I think that fits. I think that's pretty fair. Because especially this Olympics that it's going to be premiering in, it'll be back here in the States, in Los Angeles, and that's pretty cool to have the Olympics back here. But you would wonder, okay, are they doing this just because it's in America? That's not the case. Football is played, of course, around the world, and it's gaining in popularity throughout the world. So this is smart on the Olympics, smart on football, everybody above. I'm excited about lacrosse being in there, too. I like lacrosse. I don't know a ton about it, but whenever I've watched it, I've gotten really drawn into it.
That's definitely gaining in popularity, too.
However, there is one that ain't right part of this story for me, though. And it's a big one, Melissa.
Okay.
Unfortunately, tragically, breakdancing will not return after it makes its debut in Paris in 2024.
Really?
My dream of winning an Olympic gold medal in breakdancing is gone. It's just gone. I don't have the time for the 24 Olympics. I ain't got time for that and everything. I was hoping the 28 Olympics, you know, maybe a little older, but don't mean I'm still not flexible. I can still pop a lock.
You can still get down.
Yeah, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Spoiler alert, was never going to happen. I don't know. I like what they're doing with the Olympics, where so many sports and so many sports that are soaked in tradition drag their feet to change. We saw this with baseball. Baseball for decades would not change. We're not going to add more teams to the playoffs. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. They add more teams to the playoffs, ratings go through the roof. Okay, we're not going to change. We're not going to change. Baseball this year changed up. They have a pitch clock, all these other things. The games have never been faster. The ratings have never been better. It's smart. You have to, like anything in life, I think, anything, but especially when it comes to entertainment or sports.
Safety.
Yes. The number one rule, listen to your audience. Know your audience. Read the room and see where these things are. The Olympics is doing that. The Olympics is seeing things. Okay, you guys we're not getting as many viewers. How about this? What about this? I think there's a big difference between pandering and trying to evolve. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, and what other else will get included? I know there's a lot of people, especially in our area, that have been promoting pool, billiards, to be an Olympic sport, but it is not.
Is there, and I'm curious about that too. I'm glad you brought that up. I'd really like to see that brought in, actually. I think that'd be a perfect Olympic sport, in part because you can do it indoors. You don't need a ton of space. It's a sport that I'd like to see more sports included in the Olympics that you don't have to be, you know, Greg Louganis. You don't have to be Carl Lewis.
You don't have to be in peak physical condition to be able to play.
I think that makes it more fun and more inclusive. And really, the Olympics were always supposed to be about that, about bringing the world together. And showing that we have more in common than not, that we are more alike than not, and giving us some commonality, hopefully some empathy and unity along with that.
Yeah.
We encourage you to unify, come together, and join us as we name our chicken.
Yes, our chicken needs a name.
Spent some time with our chicken this morning, being in the studio, just me and the chicken.
Did you have a nice conversation?
It was very nice. It was just a little bit one-sided because the chicken just would not stop rambling about when am I going to get my name? Where's my name? Do I get a name tag? All these things.
Shirt? Do I get a shirt?
Yeah. It's a little weird seeing the chicken walking around with the shirt.
Rebecca did a great job.
She really did.
Not everybody can design a shirt for a chicken.
I want to say a big thank you to our friends at Chula Vista helping us with the prizes that are going to be awarded for these names, along with, of course, Rebecca and Jorge and Brady.
Brady. Yeah, so everybody that's people. Helping to promote this exciting and fun contest for our WIRI station.
Get to WisCountry.com/chicken and vote on and rank these. You can put them 1 through 3, Wisco Chick, Winston Von Kluck, and Agatha. Get on over there right now and get in on the naming. You have until October 26th to get these names in. And on Halloween, we will announce the winners.
Yes, we will. And the new name for our chicken.
WisCountry.com/chicken. Get on over there and get to the naming, everybody. And thank you, everybody, to everybody who submitted names and who's already voted. We appreciate you.
It's been a fun contest.
Yeah. Melissa and I are going to have some fun when we come back.